The levees were built to protect Tulsa's oil-producing infrastructure, which was a vital defense concern during the Second World War. There's been some maintenance over the years, but in reality, all of that 70-year-old infrastructure is crumbling. I spoke with County Commission Chair Karen Keith, who's led the charge on the levee issue for years. She tells me during the flooding,
we had issues with nearly all of the pump stations. A few of them functioned somewhat, but we had the Corps had to bring in all these pumps so that water that was coming in on the backside we were able to pump it back out and put it back in the river. So those pump stations all have to be addressed. I mean, they're really old systems.
She's not alone in the fight to fix the levees.
A couple of years, whether you're talking Langford, Hearn, certainly Inhofe has been involved with this for years. But they have all been here and walked the levee, and that includes Mullen as well. So they have been a huge help and a voice for us in Washington, D.C.
And, of course, Tulsa and Sand Springs understand the vital importance of these levees and have supported the effort to fix them. This week, progress. A meeting with the Army Corps of Engineers and local leaders in which the decision was made to move forward.
We have a plan that includes putting in filtered berms and tow drains throughout Levee and B. And we've got a cutoff wall for its former Superfund site. That's on Levee A. But lots of pretty detailed plans in place to fix the levee.
Of course, it is going to be costly, but Keith says it can be done. Percentage-wise, it breaks down like this.
65 federal, 35 would be coming from the assessment district or the city, county, some way. But the good news is the feds will fund the whole project up front, interest-free, and we'll have 30 years to pay it back.
At an estimated cost of about $148 million, though she admits that figure could be higher before it's over. As for the timeline, well, first they have to do the engineering design work. Funding would get dialed in, and then
I think within 3 years we could be building it, and that may be optimistic, but it is an engineering feat, and obviously we want to do it right.
And hopefully we have no major flooding before then. Russell Mills, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk.